This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are reports, unofficial at this point, but reports nonetheless, that somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people have made it all the way through healthcare.gov and actually been able to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Another 50,000 or so have signed up on the state exchanges, which is all well and good until you realize that the Obama administration's original plan was to have 500,000 people enrolled by now. The White House is still banking on millions being signed up by the 31st of March of 2014. So from the help desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein asks, what happens if that doesn't happen?
If enrollment remains this anemic, it's going to hurt.
We have enough reserves for a year, year and a half. But, you know, 200 people in a year would be a problem.
Peter Bielenson runs Evergreen Health Co-op in Maryland. It's one of a few dozen insurance firms that was created to cash in on Obamacare. He says he needs thousands of customers to stay in business.
We have seven people that we've gotten enrolled on the exchange. At least we think we have seven people enrolled on the exchange.
It's a different story for the big boys. Their ranks of insured customers are already so big, they're not relying on the uninsured for their bottom lines. But healthcare consultant Robert Leshefsky, whose clients include big insurers, says it's not about the cash.
Goodness, if this doesn't work, then what's the next chapter in America's political debate over healthcare reform, and how will that impact them?
Put another way, the unknown, which could include less or more government involvement in healthcare, is a lot more terrifying than microscopic enrollment numbers. Harvard health economist David Cutler says the real risk is that only the sickest and most expensive patients will bother to buy plans, creating a high-risk pool.
All high-risk pools that we have seen become stunted. Enrollment is limited, premiums are very high, costs to the government become very high.
And then the system collapses. Cutler says if that happens, that means many of the 50 million Americans who are uninsured today stay that way. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.